Richard Mortimer, for the Platinum Coaching Call, the weekly Q&A call. Just wanted to give a bit of a background to where we've got to in the course. Most people are now getting to lesson four, and we're getting really creative. Effectively, lesson three, four, and five are very creative. Now, that word might actually frighten a few people, the word creative, thinking, well, I'm not a creative person, you know, I'm not an artistic person. But actually, you don't have to be that kind of creative person. If you think about it, actually, most people do have a creative streak in them. And for example, salespeople are creative. I think it's one of the most creative professions that you can find is the salesman. He has to be very creative, perhaps in a different way than we might normally think and attach to the word creative. But to be a good salesperson, you have to be creative. The best salesperson is a creative person. Business people are creative. Just think of the internet for a minute, and you know, the opportunities that it presents. Well, it's a very creative forum. You could say that the internet was the most huge and gigantic creative forum in the world. That's why things move so fast. So the whole thing about having an internet business is being a creative person, and that's really the whole point of this coaching, is to get you to that point where, you know, creative juices are flowing, you're starting to get ideas, and then you're getting them down on paper and then into products that you can sell. Really, it's all about taking action. And the reason I'm stressing this is because it seems a few people are still struggling even with niche selection. And there comes a point really where you just have to say, look, I've just got to plunge in with a niche that I've chosen and go for it. So I'm not saying niche selection doesn't matter. It does. But it doesn't matter as much as taking action. Taking action is more important, because that's when you start to realize how easy it is to create something on the internet and therefore create a business and build a business. And that's, of course, what we're wanting to do. We're wanting to take everybody from, you know, perhaps having nothing, or even if we've got something, you know, it's all a bit uncoordinated, and focusing in on this creative process which we go through in order to be making money on the internet. You know, it's important to just take action. So what I'm going to do now is give a bit of an overview of the process from lessons 1 to 5. As most of the people who sort of jumped on the first few days when this was launched are now about to get lesson 4. I think it's today lesson 4 will come out. And then also that relates to lesson 5. You'll see how that does so as I go through. So what I wanted to do really was to take you through the whole process really, and give people a bit of a help who are struggling. And it, you know, even if you're struggling with a niche selection, then just put that to one side for a moment and just follow the process I'm going to give to you in a few moments. You know, what you want to be doing is finalizing your niche, creating your 10x10 matrix with your topics and subtopics, so that you can start to get a framework for your business and what you're going to create. And then you go straight into creating the 3 hours of recordings. Usually that's 1 hour each. And I just wanted to mention something about that, because most people are just completing that lesson or about to get it. Really, the reason we're saying do 3 hours recording is because with the 10x10 matrix completed, 3 hours of recording should be quite straightforward. You can just take three of your topics and speak for an hour using the subtopics as you go. So it should be quite easy from the 10x10 matrix, once you've created that, to get 3 hours of recording. And the reason we do it as an audio is because that is the easiest way of creating a product. If you were to create a PDF, well, you have to write, and that is very hard. One thing you'll notice, if you go back to the lesson 4, if you go back to lesson 4 and see the page, the download page, I've actually added Audacity, which is a free MP3 recorder, though you do need a special file, but that, it does explain that on there. And if you do struggle, just email me and I'll on the coaching email and I'll tell you how to do that. It is quite straightforward. And also, I've mentioned something that I've done, and that is I bought a Sony MP3 recorder, you know, like a little device, a little sort of bit of hardware. And the good thing about it is it's got Dragon Naturally Speaking on it. What that does is, if you don't know, I think probably most of you do, but it actually goes from voice to text. In fact, you can get voice to text on modern Windows applications. It's a little bit hard to find, but I'll perhaps give some instructions in the email how to find that. But this little device is great because you can record an audio MP3 and also have it transcribed automatically. You have to train Dragon Naturally Speaking a little bit with your voice. It has to get used to your pace and your style of talking and your the way you pronounce things. But you basically interact with your PC and your device. The software is loaded on the PC and you plug it in and it'll update it all the time. But that little MP3 recorder is great for people who perhaps feel that their voice isn't the best for a recording. In other words, they're happy to record because obviously we're just going through the process of creating a product, but then they would rather have a PDF to give. A few people have said that to me, that if they don't come from, you know, an English-speaking part of the world. Well, maybe that little device, it cost me £60, it's about $100, so it might be a bit expensive for some people, but that's just one way of getting a recording and getting it transcribed, because to write a PDF actually is quite hard. The problem with a PDF is it takes a long time to write, and its value is perceived lower than an audio recording. Another thing is that people will tend to skip through a PDF. You know, like the person who opens a book and reads the first chapter, or maybe, and won't even get that far, but then they go to the end and look at what happens, and, you know, they feel they've read the book. You know, there are people like that who like to sort of do things in that fast way, not criticising that kind of person, but, you know, the temptation to do that with a PDF is obviously a lot greater, and then you don't get the teaching, whereas on audio, people have to listen right through. And that's the reason we create an audio. Obviously, if you can do a video, you could do a video as well, but that takes more effort as well. You know, an audio is the best kind of recording to get going, get these creative juices flowing. So I don't want to sort of say you have to definitely do that. You know, it's your business. You're the one who's got to, you know, make steps and start to achieve your goal. Start on those steps to get where you want to be, and maybe you want to choose a different format, but I'm just saying that's the reason that we are advocating using recording, because it's very easy to create a high value product very quickly. Then the fourth lesson, which is about to come, is the sales letter. And really that's the same thing as a product. You know, you want to create a sales letter, but of course in this case you are actually writing. That's perhaps another reason why it's better to have recordings for your product, if you possibly can, because then you've got to get onto the sales letter. Now, what you'll notice in the lesson is there are basically two ways to go. There is a tutorial by Sean teaching you how, you know, the rudiments and basics of a sales letter. You really want to get a flow going with that. I'll probably cover it in more depth in another session, but I want to just pass over that for now. But again, it's the same thing. It's the creative, you know, part. And the thing about a sales letter is you want to be testing them, trying, you know, two different types, one against another, and then select the best and then modify and so on and keep improving it all the time. And you'll find as you keep going back to it that you will add things and take things off, and then you'll word things better. So a good thing about a sales letter, a good thing to do with a sales letter is to keep going back to it and visiting it again until you're satisfied. And bear in mind that obviously, depending on the price of the product, the sales letter has to do a lot more work. If you're selling a $7 product, then the sales letter hasn't got to do much work. I got some products to pull quite well. I got one $7 product to pull at about 10%, so 10% conversions. Now, admittedly, the email that was promoting it was selling quite hard. So, but you know, 10% is what a low converting squeeze page would do. So that's pretty good for a $7 product to get 10% out of it. And that sales letter I created myself, and I got somebody who is a professional copywriter just to edit it. So that made it a bit cheaper for me to use that expertise. And then I got an audio done, about a 1 minute audio, by somebody I know, Todd Gross. And so basically it's a short sales letter with an audio on it, and that pulled very, very well. But obviously, with a higher end product, then your sales letter has to do a lot better. You've really got to convince somebody and take them through a whole process. And that's really what the sales letter does. It takes them from, you know, the catch, which is the headline, that's the net where you get somebody in, and then you've got to keep them with you as you go through the sales letter. Now, just one quick word on sales letters, because a lot of people think, have good graphics and all that kind of thing. They're looking to get a mini site made up with a header and all that kind of thing. But those actually take away from the sales letter. What you'll find is you do get people who will look at the graphic and actually buy on the graphic. You know, that's the strange thing that happens. So if you take the graphic off, then you're making them, you know, read the text more. And that's what you really need. You know, a simple sales letter is what seems to work the best. Now, that might vary from niche to niche. That might vary from marketer to marketer. But that's the thing to aim for. Don't worry about it looking like, you know, it's had a sort of £10,000 worth of, web development done on it, like a lot of them do. You don't need that. You can just have a letter. That's all you need. It's just a page with writing on it that's leading people through from, you know, the catch with the headline right through to point of sale. So that's just a little bit of a pep talk on the sales letter for now. And then lesson five is carrying on with the creative theme, in that you'll be writing emails. And I'm going to cover that in a few moments about, as I go in for this, we look at a way of people getting started if they're still struggling with niche selection. Okay, so let's just go right back and think of lesson one, and just think of the people who are still struggling with that. In fact, I got an email yesterday with somebody saying they were going to switch their niche and asking about certain niches and that kind of thing. You know, it seems people are still struggling with it. And the reason for that is because it is a chicken and egg situation. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg? And, you know, the fact is, we're on this coaching course, we're getting people to take action. As I emphasized earlier on, the important thing is to take action, to be an action taker, to go from, you know, spinning your wheels, from struggling, from not making decisions, to be an action taker. And that means you have to be decisive. So there comes a point when you have to just, you know, say, right, I'm going to go with this niche and take it as far as you can go with it. And then you might find you change later. It doesn't matter about that. But the thing is just to get yourself in that position where you are getting creative and you're starting to get something down and get recordings made. So you need a niche to get creative. But until you've got creative, you can't decide. That's the catch-22 that people are in. This is the chicken and egg situation that we're finding. So what I'm going to do is go right back and give a recipe, as it were, for people who are still struggling with this. And, you know, this might be a way of helping people a little bit and get a bit of a jump start. Now, what I don't want to do is take away from the coaching and the core training. That is a proven process. So if you're already doing that, you know, you can almost ignore what I'm going to say. You'll pick some good tips out from it, but don't replace the process you're in with this process I'm going to give. This is just to help people who are really struggling, even at the very beginning. What I've done is I've gone to a site, and you can find it by going to this URL, mrr.im-pro.org. So that's mrr.im-pro.org. mmr.im-pro.org. And what you'll come to is Master Resale Rights site. And what I did is I typed in personal development. Now, the reason I did that is because if you're still struggling for a niche, then why not go for that one? That's a very general niche. There's lots and lots of things in it. And what I did is I went to that site, Master Resale Rights site, that I've just given you the URL for. That will lead you to it. And I typed in personal development in the search, and I've got 112 items come up. So let's just look down this list a little bit. You know, some of these things are quite targeted, some are very untargeted. The top one is Aikido, so that's obviously the fighting. That would be the self-defense niche as a subset of personal development. And, you know, it's a little bit perhaps off-beam there, and perhaps it's not easy to see how it fits in the personal development, but it's there nonetheless. The next one down is marketing simplified. Now, this is very interesting. This is 16 unrestricted marketing ebooks selling for $11. That is an absolute gift for somebody who wants to perhaps pursue the internet marketing niche. Now, what's interesting is when you open these up, and if you were to buy this product, if you open it up, you'll see that there are 16 books on different subjects. Let me just open it now and tell you what they are, or just run down a few of them, just to give you an example of what this is. What you get on this site, when you actually click on the actual products that are listed, you get some details about the product, and then you get the tools, reseller tools. So, for instance, in this case, there's no sales page, there's no download page. Although that's quite normal, you would get those. And then it's got distribution rights, and it's basically very, very unrestricted. So you've got private label rights, you've got giveaway rights, you can offer it as a bonus, you've got full product copyright. So basically you can take this and make a complete, you know, package out of it. You could even make a coaching program out of this. Now, these reports vary from 14 pages, which obviously is quite small, that's for copywriting, right up to, see what the biggest one is, 107 pages for email marketing. Interesting that email marketing is the biggest there. But there's this traffic generation, this blogging, this product creation, affiliate marketing, different types of traffic, and you know, lots of aspects of internet marketing there. And you could take this, and you know, what you might first find when you open these and you start reading these things, well, I know all this, and that will give you a boost of confidence that actually here's a product being sold, and you know a lot more, and you can add to it and actually make it much better. And of course, I urge you to do that as much as you possibly can. But that's just give you an example of the kind of thing you can get on here. But coming back to personal development, which is what I want to concentrate on here now, if you look down, you've got happiness overflow. That's obviously targeted. Take charge, you know, taking charge of your life or taking charge of different situations, leadership aspects, that's great. There's a personal development quantum leap strategy, which basically is personal development basics. I looked at that a little bit earlier on. So, you know, that's a good sort of, maybe for your first topic, is have that one there. Then there is this public speaking, that has private label rights. By the way, you need to check all the rights on these, whether you can edit them, what you can use them for. And of course, they vary a great deal. You need to check that. Sometimes you can only, you know, just sell it as is, and that might not be any good. So you need to go through and just check before you buy them, you get the rights you want. You want this, basically the most open rights you can possibly get. So you want private label rights, giveaway rights, you want to be able to edit them as much as you can. There's one product here which is Niche Reports 6-Pack. It's going to open that and tell you what those are. What we've got in here is, this health issue, this fat burning secrets, medical coding from home. Sounds a bit dodgy, doesn't it? But if you look into it, it'll probably be okay. Paleo blueprint, that's a special diet, I think. Parenting teens, and various things like that. So they're sort of related, so you could use those. Let's go back to my selections. And the one I want to just focus on now is a Law of Attraction ebook series. 29 ebooks in this package. It is $31. Now, of course, that's a lot. You know, it's only about $1 per ebook. And it gives you a whole list of them. An all-important holistic guide, 34 pages. Reality mindset, 29 pages. Reality roadblocks, 28 pages. And so on, right down. And it's giving a whole list of all 29 of those reports. I mean, that is an absolute gift for somebody to take that and make it into, you know, even a high-priced product. You could add to all those, record each of those, straight away you've got 29, you know, maybe plus recordings because you want to put your own in. What it'll do, it'll start to get your creative juices flowing. You'll start to get ideas, and you'll start to think, well, I can do better than that. And then, you know, that'll be an edited one. Then you'll learn things that you don't know, and so on. You know, and it'll be sort of growing, going from nothing, going to this website, typing in your niche or potential niche, finding something that you can base your business on, and build from there. And you've got giveaway rights with this, so you know any of these could be your opt-in. And what I suggest you do, if you did want to do something like that, was you know make it really targeted. Don't just throw loads of e-books at people, because that's calculated to get overwhelmed. But you want to, you know, really pick and choose from here, and make a process that people can go through, and taking them from one point where they are to where they want to be. You know, make that very targeted. The more targeted you can make it, the better. So I'm just giving you an idea here how to get launched. Take the personal development niche if you haven't got another niche or you can't think of one. Go to this site, masterresellrights.com, and put in that niche category, personal development, get some products up, and then you know just buy a few things if you think they look like they're going to help you and give you a bit of a head start. So that's something that you can do. Now, you could do this two ways. What you could do is you could form this into your 10x10 matrix. So, for instance, these 29, well, you've got 29 topics there. What you might find you can do is actually contract those down into certain ones. So you could take three and make them into, you know, one topic. So you've got three of these reports in one topic. I mean, that's you obviously have to look for each one and read through them, really. But I'm assuming that they're all good enough quality to do that. And then, you know, you can start to make your subtopics from those. So it's giving you a bit of a head start just to sort of get the idea of how to create that 10x10 matrix. You know, and then the amount you rely on this product is an important thing. If you can not rely on it too much, you can take it and edit it as much as you possibly can, then you're going to distinguish yourself from this, you know. I mean, the chance of people finding this and having this, of course, is quite slim. But you don't want to take that chance, and you want to make it into your product as much as you possibly can. I'm just giving you this as a sort of a kick from the behind to get started. What you could do, if you struggling with a 10x10 matrix, is actually just take these and record them straight off, and then you've got a product that will get you going, and then you can decide which ones you want to use to create a high-end product from. And then you might find you want to modify them and so on. And I'm just giving you this is, you know, if the terms allow, which in this case it does, because it says giveaway rights, you know, it's not private label rights, but it's master resale rights. May modify product, yes, that's the important one there, package with other products. So it is quite, even though you haven't got private label rights, it is quite open, the rights on this package. So you could take this and use this and, you know, record each of those ones, and that's just going to give you a jump start. Now, we're not creating a definitive product here. We're just getting you to take action quickly and get going, and then you'll suddenly find your mind starts to kick in. You'll start to come up with your own ideas. You'll start to come up with ways that you can improve this product that you've bought, ways that you can use it in creative ways. You know, just making an audio is one way. You can make videos from it. You could then break these up into articles, for example, and put them on your blog. You could post them. If you rewrote them, you could post them as articles. I'll give you a link in the I'll give you the link for this site and also a link for an article rewriting site, which is very good. Basically, it's produced by an article marketing expert called Jonathan Ledger. And what you do with that site is you basically basically go there and you log in and you can load up an article and it will give you boxes to rewrite the article in. So in other words, you have a paragraph or a sentence and then below it a box, and then you just rewrite the sentence as you read it. So you put it in your own words, you put in your own little nuances and so on, and totally rewrite the article with different words, and then it's 100% different article. So you could take these and make these into articles. Just mention that in passing, really. Okay, if you get a sales page, which with this you do, you can modify that sales page. That's to help you get started with the whole idea of a sales page. The thing to do with a sales page is to create a kind of swipe file. You have to be careful, obviously, with copyright, because obviously those are people's work and they own the copyright. But if you go to other sales letters in your niche and look at what people are doing and how they're leading people to it, and you know, critique them, and then make a list. You know, what you could do is you could perhaps put the URLs in a Word document or in a notepad, and then go through them and decide which one you like the best, and you know, use that as a sort of model or a template. You know, look at the process, look at the flow in the sales letter. You know, obviously, Sean's giving you a lot of tips in this in the recording, but then you can take this further by doing this. And this is one way you can actually get the sales letter from this product that you might buy on masterresalerights.com. Bear in mind, though, that usually the sales letters on these kind of products that are on these kind of sites are not very good. So you just want to bear that in mind. You know, and the longer you can make it, the better, really, in a way, or lead, certainly more pointed. If it seems to go off track, just take that bit out and expand things you think you need to expand. But, you know, just get working, get taking action. That's the important thing. I'm just giving you a way here to take action very, very quickly and actually get somewhere, because, of course, people are falling a little bit behind if they haven't even chosen their niche yet. Okay, so now what you want to do is we're going to come to something very important now. We've covered getting a product created quickly. We've covered getting a sales letter created quickly. And then comes a key element, which is going to come up in lesson 5 of this coaching, and that is your emails. Now, this is really where things start to get hot and where you can really make a difference. And this is the thing where people are really failing at the moment. And I actually say this with a great deal of respect, but I do believe it's true, and that is a lot of gurus are failing in the emailing. Now, it's interesting because I obviously known quite a few people for many years, and I know some marketers who've actually gone out of internet marketing, and this might have been the reason. There's one marketer who was very friendly with, and he's a very ethical man, loved working with him, and I was very sad when he left internet marketing, because basically that was a, you know, JV partner that I'd got established a great rapport with and a great deal of trust. And, you know, he did things for me and I did things for him and so on. But what I noticed was that he didn't email very frequently. I think that's because of the training that he got. And I noticed that people who were in his sort of circle of friends and people that he was associated with, because there's another marketer he worked with, and he did the same. He mailed very, very infrequently. And I think maybe in the early days of email marketing, that was okay, because people would remember who you were. And therefore, when you came out with an email or an offer, they would open it. But what happens now is people go cold very, very quickly, and they forget who you are. You've really got to keep, you know, hammering it. And, of course, the people unsubscribe then. So you've got to keep adding people at the end. This is one of the challenges of, you know, dominating the niche, is to get this flow going where you've got people coming in onto your list, then you're interacting with them, getting them to buy your products, and that's where they're going to get the results and the help that they need. And then you're the person that stands out, and you're the emails that they open. You know, you've got to do that quite fast. And this is the thing that you're being led into in the coaching. You know, it starts to get easier as we get later on down the line with the lessons. Once this creative part at the beginning is the hardest part. And in some ways, the email is the hardest part. Not so much perhaps from the coaching program and lesson 5, I think that's not too difficult a lesson. But the whole idea of emailing, that is where you're really going to make a difference. Because at the end of the day, if you've got a list and you're emailing those people, that's your biggest source of traffic. Therefore, those emails are very important. And you've got to lead them like this. So let's just assume that you've got an opt-in page, you've got a squeeze page with a free giveaway. We talked a little bit about that in this recording. And you have got a good giveaway, you've got a good, you know, ethical bribe to get people onto your email list. They come on, they download the product, they listen to it, whatever it is that you're leading them to. I mean, maybe even you've got an email series. That's quite a good way of getting the interaction, is actually to have your product as an email series. A bit like these coaching lessons are delivered, you know, once a week or perhaps to start with, you want to do a bit more than that, but, you know, take people through step by step with your emails. You know, that your email can actually be your product. If you're going to get some, you know, people a result, that's all they're interested in. It doesn't matter the way that you present it or deliver it. But the benefit of doing it by email is that you are getting them to open your emails and you're getting the interaction going that way. That's just an idea. But let's just assume they're coming on, they're not paying anything. So you've got a freebie seeker, perhaps, and you've got to try and get those people upgraded as fast as possible. What you're doing is weeding out those who are freebie seekers and always will remain so. And, you know, sad to say, this sounds a bit harsh, but you really don't want those old people on your list, because those are not the people who are going to get the success. You know, freebie seekers do not make a business online. I'm sorry to say that, but it's absolutely true. The reason being, because they're always looking for freebies. And, of course, what happens is that they're just repeating themselves all the time. Every time they actually open one and read it, which often they don't, but they're just reading the same thing over and over and over again. They're not getting off the ground. And there comes a point when you do have to spend some money. For example, you have to, you know, hosting, you need your autoresponder account, all these kind of things. You know, it does demand some resources, time and some money to build a business. And those kind of people, you know, there are some people who just won't do that. Maybe they're frightened to that. That's fine. You know, there's obviously lots of reasons that can be why they're like that and why they continue to be like that. Sort of grasping at a dream and seeing that there is a potential, but not actually being able to go that extra mile and make a commitment to it. And that's sad. You've got to filter those people out. You know, there are people who come onto your list for free who will spend money with you. And the important thing is you want to find those people, and you want them to spend money with you and not with somebody else, which is why you've got to really, you know, show to them straight away that you are the person to work with in that niche. So this here's the way to think of it. Just think of the person coming onto your list, okay? They're coming in, they're giving you their name and email, preferably, and they're coming onto your autoresponder, and then you will have your follow-up emails set up. You know, one each day maybe to start with. You might want to, you know, do it less than that a bit later on, but that's generally regarded to be the best to start with. And you're educating them. You're showing them that you're the person that can help them. You're taking them from the point of being a freebie seeker to somebody who is actually going to make a commitment and make a payment and pay it to you. So think of it like this. Ask the question, what do those people need to know? And this relates to your free offer. What do they need to know? And what do they need to know in order to go through from having that free report and getting benefit from it? And obviously you want to over-deliver in that free giveaway. And you take them through until they come to the point where they actually being presented with your product. What do they need to know to get to that point? What do they need to know to upgrade and upgrade with you and buy your product, knowing they're going to get the help? You know, this is how you need to think about it. Ask yourself that question. What do they need to know? Identify with your subscribers in that way. So let's just give you a list of things, just generally. We could go into some detail, but I don't really want to do that on this call. Maybe you can ask me using the coaching email, or we can cover it on another occasion. And, you know, particularly if you ask me to do so, I will do. Let me just give you some general headings then of things they need to know. They need to know that you know your niche. Okay? This is going back to, you know, the niche selection and the becoming an expert in the niche. If you spend a bit of time researching your niche, you can become that expert. You know, particularly if you've got newbies coming onto your list, you know, that's a little bit easier, really. Although they tend to be all over the place. You know, there's disadvantages and advantages of all the different kinds of people you have. So in a sense, it's best to try and think of, you know, the more advanced person and perhaps target for them, and then you'll help the newbies as well at the same time. Just thinking that off the top of my head at the moment. So you want to show them that you know your niche. You know it well enough that you can help them. You know more than they do. Okay, that's important. So you need to be thinking about your emails that will demonstrate that to them. Then you need to show them how you can help them. Okay? And you want them to know a third thing as well, and that is this, that it will cost them to get access to you. See, it's all very well getting a free giveaway and receiving your emails, but getting access to you, that's the thing that they want. So when you thought about that, what they need to know, and these three things, that you need to know your niche, you need to show them how that you can help them, and you need to show them that it will cost them to get access to you and to really get the help that they need. You know, they should be thinking, this person knows what they're talking about, but I can see it's going to cost me to work with them and to get the result that I want. And that's what you're aiming to achieve in your email campaign. So then, write the emails. One way of doing this is to open a Word or a text document and then just write out the flow of where you want to take them. You know, just sort of try and sort of think of the process of taking them from that free gift, you know, the sort of person that's going to be getting a free gift to the sort of person that's going to be getting your product. You want that to be a seamless process. You know, it, you lead them through it. You guide them, as it were, on the way. So think of it like this. I'm going to give you three more headings. Now, these are really the kind of emails that you want to have, or aspects of your email, because you might have more than one of these in each email. For example, you might have credibility in an email, but at the same time be selling to them. For example, you could have a content email, and then that leads into a link. By the way, one way you can set this up quite quickly, obviously with the training, you're going to be writing your own emails, and that's important that you start taking action on writing your own emails. But one way you can get a whole follow-up series done quickly is to use affiliate products and also articles from eZine Articles. Someone's going to shout out now. I can almost hear the cries from that, but I'll tell you how you can do this legally and properly. Obviously, a lot of affiliate products will have an email swipe that you can use. You might want to modify a little bit and make it into your style, your voice, and that's a selling email. Then what you can do is go to eZine Articles and find the topics that are related to what you're teaching and also the affiliate products that you're promoting. And what you do is you can take that article as long as you keep the bio intact. So what you do is you put the article into your email, and then you put the bio at the bottom there. I did see a way of doing that you could actually add to it, but I just need to check on that, so I'm not going to tell you about that in case I got that wrong. I think you can actually put something in between the end of the article and the bio, but I need to just check that. That's what I think I was taught, but it was a while ago, so I can't quite remember. But that's a way of getting, you know, emails quite quickly, is actually having an article in the email. And what you could do, of course, is if you just use one marketer's articles, then you're not going to have people going off in all different directions. For example, you could use Sean's article, Sean Mize. He's got 25,000 articles on there. I mean, generally they're about internet marketing, so obviously not in that niche, then that isn't really going to work. But if you, as long as you use the author's bio and you put that in, then you can use those articles in your emails. So that's a quick way of getting an email campaign set up before you write your own. And then obviously as you start to build it up, you know, you can drop those out or push them further down the line on your email campaign. So that's really it. We're looking at taking action, getting products made, getting sales letter written, getting emails written. It's a lot of work. It seems like hard work, but you've just got to blast through and do it. You've got to take action. You know, the people who are successful online are action takers. And, you know, quite often when you get a new course that you might have bought to learn something, the way to do it, the way to approach it, is rather than, you know, people sort of dip into things, that's not really going to help you. Some people would like to read right through before they take action, but perhaps the best way, this will vary from person to person, but one good way is to do, if it's particularly videos, it's very easy because you get step by step then, and you know, watch the first video, take action if you're able to, and so on, and you know, be an action taker that way. But this is all about action, and this is all about creating. It's all about you creating something, and you know, this can, you'll start to see as you get going that it's possible that you can do it, that you can start to get traction in your niche and be seen as an expert, and it's the action that's going to get you there. You know, coming back to the chicken egg thing, if you take action, then you start getting ideas. We've mentioned that a few times as we've gone through this training, and that's the important thing, is to be getting the ideas, getting the juices flowing, and be looking to create a business. You're creating a business online. It's very exciting. A lot of people fail because they don't stick at it. They don't take action. But what we're looking to do in this coaching program is to focus on you, on what you want to do, your niche, and then creating in that niche, making you be an expert. So thank you very much. That's just a quick start guide, really, for those who are struggling. You can go and actually use some products that have already been created and then develop those and make those. Now, you, a few weeks down the line, you might say, well, I don't want to use any of that now. But the fact you've gone through that exercise has been a great help, because it's just got you this kickstart, and it's got you on your way. And that is the important thing. That is where the money is, in being creative and creating your own products. Look at all the people who are doing well, and I think this probably goes for every niche, certainly most niches, and certainly the competitive ones. It's your own products that is where the money is. Yes, people do well with affiliate marketing, but that's limited because you're not getting the interaction with your subscribers. You know, you want to build credibility in your email campaign. You want to interact with people, and you want to sell things to them. And that's how you're developing this business. That's where the money's going to come from. You know, your list is your prime asset. Every subscriber on that list is an asset. And as you learn, and as you develop, and as you test and track everything, you'll find your numbers will start to increase. As you get more traffic, you get more people coming on. As you get better at writing emails, and you start to find out what works and what people want, and how you can best help people, then your conversion rate goes up, and you're getting, you know, more money per subscriber, and you're starting to get into that, in the big number of $10 per subscriber. You know, Sean sometimes has got $20 per subscriber. You know, it's incredible. That's what can be done, and this is the grounding. This is the start. This is the hardest bit. So just take action, be an action taker, and I'm sure if you do, that you will be successful. Thank you very much.